We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. Quarter number four. We're going to wrap up the 2018 recruiting class in a little bit of roundtable fashion. He is Ross Tucker, Mr. Yeah Yeah. Bob Flounders, I'm Andy Shea. So 2018 is behind us. 2019, you're on the clock, right? That's the way it goes these days.
Yes.
How long do you think they get to enjoy, the Penn State coaching staff gets to enjoy their top five recruiting class?
I mean, they probably went to lunch or dinner last night, and that's about it.
And frankly, had them work late.
No, but I'm serious. It's already like...
Well, usually a lot of times they used to spend the whole signing day looking at recruits for the next year in a room while they were coming in so that they could start pursuing them.
Yeah, junior days are coming up, right? All that stuff.
Yeah, it never stops. So Penn State finished with 23 recruits in this class. It's fairly equally divided on both sides of the ball. It's very balanced. Mm-hmm. Probably the most balanced recruiting class that James has had in terms of a little bit of splash on both sides of the ball. Would you guys agree with that?
It's the most talented class.
It is definitely the most talented. I don't remember how balanced the other classes were, to be honest with you.
To me, I looked it up. This one is, to me, it seems like the most balanced. Okay. Like they got the
big reveal there.
That's textbook reporter there. You know what I mean? Like ask a question that he already has the answer to.
Get you guys' thoughts.
This is why Belichick doesn't like you people.
I'm not going to answer that question. Okay, that was my Belichick. All right, so they had 23 guys in this class, 3 5-stars, 12 4-stars, 8 3-stars. They finished generally regarded as a top five.
And can I make a point here?
You absolutely can, sir.
I can guarantee you that some of those 3-stars will be better than some of the 4-stars and maybe even the 5-stars. Guarantee. You know what? Once you get there, nobody cares about your stars. Right. And people are wrong all the time. We're basing it basically just on physical ability, which is actually not nearly as important as people think it is, I think, when you get to the higher and higher levels. It's usually the preparation, the technique, those type of things that separate people more and more.
I think one of the things I think about this class, it's so appealing, and you look at the players that he brought in, you look at how he was able to get Walker late, and it's like you said, the balance is there. It's most talented class, but it's such an appealing class that the field decommit is really gone. You know, people just really aren't even, I don't think they're really going to be talking about that. He was able to get Micah to recommit. I mean, it's really been, if you look at how this thing started and how it ended, it's really been a pretty amazing production, and I think that you really have to give Franklin and his staff a lot of credit.
And to Bob's point, it's just crazy when you think of ebbs and the flows and how long this thing goes. I mean, Micah Parsons committed, it seems like, 5 years ago. You think about, for a while there, they had Justin Fields, who's arguably the number one quarterback in the country. They lost him. You know, they
give
lost
you credit. You said he was no. You were like, I don't ever see that coming to fruition.
That would surprise me. Yeah. If the best quarterback in the country from Georgia comes all the way up to Penn State, and he's going to Georgia, which is interesting considering they just had a true freshman quarterback that took him to the national championship.
Good point.
You'd think that Penn State would be a better fit for him. He could come here if he wanted a red shirt for a year, and then maybe take over. I don't know. I think it's pretty crazy. But in terms of Penn State, then you think about, then they get another quarterback in Will Levis. You know, they lose Isheem Young. They lose at one point Dorian Hardy because of his off the field thing. I don't even know, did he sign anywhere, Dorian Hardy? I didn't even notice where he went. It's just crazy. Yeah. The ebbs and flows.
And you mentioned Young.
The ebbs and flows over time are crazy.
Here's a question, just real quick, Ross. Who right now? You've obviously seen the tape, all these guys. Who is the one guy you're most excited about seeing playing whenever that day comes? Who's the player you really want to see out there to see what he can do?
I guess probably Micah Parsons, but the other two that come to mind for me are Justin Shorter and Rashid Walker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think Justin Shorter could be a star, like first round pick. Those three guys are the guys that look to me like first round caliber athletic ability guys. So I'm intrigued to see them.
Yeah.
Now, like the Tarburton kid from Penridge, his video is just hilarious. Like, he is just mean. I mean, really legitimately.
It's a prevailing theme when Ross breaks down a player. Like, if he can just be, like, mean. Really, really mean, that's usually, like, that's the fifth star for Ross.
Yeah, it is. And you know why? I'll tell you why. Because college football is hard.
Yeah.
It becomes more like a business, and you got to really enjoy that aspect of it. You got to really.
All the good players are usually pretty. There's a little bit of a layer of mean in them.
Yeah.
There's not very many.
Like LeVar was legitimately mean.
Yeah.
I have three stitches in my ear from LeVar. Like, I think you have to have that edge where you really. It's more than just playing the game. Like, you really like physically punishing other human beings. Cause I know I did, and I was very average talent, and that's what kind of saved me. So, anyway. Tarburton, I'm excited. I used to just watch during the season. I'd watch his highlights just to watch him like choke slam dudes. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
But in terms of on the field, I think that they've got four guys I can think of that look to me like they had first round NFL ability. Nana, Rashid Walker, Micah Parsons, Justin Shorter. Am I missing anybody?
Yeah. Ricky Slade?
That's the guy.
No, I don't think so.
No, but he's the
guy. I was going to say, who's your guy,
Bob? On the college level. I just want to see him in space and see if what happened on the high school football fields can happen. Because you just don't know.
Correct.
You don't know how long or you don't know if it's going to translate. We're still waiting to see it with Miles Sanders, who looked unbelievable in high school. And he may be great at Penn State. But you saw it right away with Barkley. You just saw it right away. Like, right away. Didn't matter who it was. 2015, Ohio State had no clue how to stop that guy until late in the game. The good ones are good right away. I just want to see who are the guys who are going to splash right away or the minute they get on the field.
It sounds like you fully expect Slade to play this year.
No, I'm just saying when he does play. Like, so when they get him in August scrimmages.
By the way, do we know where Andre Robinson's going yet?
We do not.
We do not.
That's interesting. Maybe he was waiting until after signing day?
I just think that he is to me. I think he's probably not going to play at a Division I level. I think he's probably going to play at a subdivision.
Yeah,
and he's just trying to figure out where he's going to end up. But I think Slade is a guy that I just want to see in the scrimmages. Does he get talked about right away? Because usually you can just kind of tell they don't want to play him, but he might force their hands because behind Sanders is Journey Brown ready? I mean, you got to have at least two to be ready to play. Mark Allen has been there a long time. So what is the deal with Slade?
That was a point Bob made while you were gone last week, Ross, at the Super Bowl. Was we talked about running backs, and you said that I think Ricky Slade might have to play, or Ricky Slade might have to.
Well, someone is. It's got to be. It can't just be Miles Sanders, and they don't have that many options.
So who are the other options?
It's Journey Brown. It's Mark Allen, and it's really Slade. I mean. Jonathan Thomas is another guy that's part of that 14 class that just – they moved him to linebacker. They move him back. I mean, they need another guy, and Slade is considered, you know, a five-star kid. So let's just see
how – Yeah, and the odds of a guy like that being around for 5 years aren't real high at that position. So does it make sense to redshirt him?
Yeah,
you might as well just use him for the next 4 years.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we've got you covered. Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, I'm Andy Shea. We're doing the 2018 recruiting class roundtable for Penn State. We've talked about, you know, the balance. This is the most talented. It's the top five in the country. Let's look at, you know, Penn State, where they fell nationally, you know, in the top five. Mm-hmm. Georgia's number one by far.
Yeah.
Georgia is absolutely killing it across the board. Despite winning the Rashid Walker and getting him, Ohio State still signed a five-star offensive tackle on day two of National Signing Day. They're ahead of Penn State. They're number two. Penn State's number two in the Big Ten. Texas, kind of surprising, isn't it?
That's the one that's new. I feel like Georgia, Clemson, Alabama, I feel like they're top five. Ohio State, those are like top five or six every year. The Texas one's interesting that Tom Herman's kind of getting them back on the map.
You know what? I haven't seen guys. I have not. Did I miss the Michigan Jim Harbaugh signing day extravaganza this year, where they bring Derek Jeter in and they just talk about all these great kids? Oh wait, I don't think they really had that kind of success this year. You've been talking about this for a while.
Well, the only thing I would say about that is, wasn't it just 2 years ago that Penn State really limped to the finish?
Yeah. They did. They
and it was
late.
Like, oh no, this isn't good. Michigan has recruited very well the last few years. They are expected to be very good this year if one of their 17 quarterbacks can play well. They have so many guys now.
Isn't
it's unbelievable.
Weird, though? They're still waiting on clearance for that Patterson kid. The NCAA still hasn't ruled on whether he can play right away. If he can play right away, I think he's going to be the guy.
You would imagine, yeah.
But if he doesn't play, it's the same group.
I think Georgia, one of their built-in advantages is there are people that now put Georgia up there with Texas, Florida, and California. Like, they used to call it the Big Three.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's the Big Four. The population there, the talent there. I mean, if you look, most of their guys are from Georgia. And then even, like, the number one quarterback in the country, Trevor Lawrence, going to Clemson, he's from Georgia. The quarterback going to Miami, Georgia. Half the Clemson guys are Georgia. It's really – how about, by the way, Dabo Swinney got the number one Ohio player.
Yeah, I saw that. And
he got the number one Alabama player. I almost feel like he goes hard after those guys to try to prove a point and stick the knife in those older guys a little bit more.
Here's what I say. They didn't get Fields, he's from Georgia, but Penn State did get Blake Gilligan out of Georgia.
They did.
Huh?
There you go.
Top punter, maybe top punter in the country.
I've never liked a punter in my life as much as I like Blake Gilligan. That guy is unbelievable.
So here,
speaking of that, the kicking thing is important for Penn State. I don't like to talk about kickers that much, but we probably should, Bob.
Yeah. James talked about it a little bit.
He mentioned a lot of guys. He said he wants Gilligan to concentrate on punting. I think that's fine in the abstract, but I think once he sees him out there, and if those guys are a little bit wobbly, I think Blake will get a long look, because he did get the job done from a distance in high school. He was very good at that. So, but I think almost anything would be an improvement upon what Tyler Davis did last year. That was a real struggle for him. And even at the very end in the Fiesta Bowl, that was probably, I don't want to say a fitting end to it, but it was very symbolic of how he performed all year.
Yeah, and James talked about they like some kickers. He gave a little tea leaf you have to read to James. He said, I like some of the kickers. I just want to mention real quick before we get out, Penn State finished second in the Big Ten. Michigan was third, down in the mid-20s. Nebraska finished fourth. They had a really – Scott Frost had a really good first year out. And then Maryland finished fifth in the Big Ten in terms of recruiting. Yep. All right, that'll do it for this week's show. Thank you, Ross.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Bob, for everybody here at the Keystone Sports Network. Thanks for joining us. Come back and see us again next week. This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.